Just think, 20, 30, 40 years from now, you will remember where you were at this very moment when you heard this program. Wow, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Christina Staffo will be along a little bit later. We will be joined by two very special guests this hour. The first one is Jim Murray. He is right now the chief correspondent of Inside Edition. Do you remember when he anchored CNN's coverage of the O.J. Simpson trial? That coverage became the coverage of record. Jim Murray, the anchor, and the two analysts, it was the first time we ever heard of Greta Van Susteren and Roger Cossack. Greta is now with Fox News. Roger Cossack, one of the things that he is known for now is he is the legal analyst on ESPN. That coverage is what millions of people turn to every single day. You had to be in front of a television. There was no smartphone then. You weren't following live tweeting outside the courthouse. It was the beginning of reality TV with all of these personalities coming into play. Cato Kalin, O.J. Simpson himself, these lawyers, these superstar lawyers that were not only playing to the jury, they were playing to everyone at home watching. They knew how to play the game. We're going to talk about the O.J. Simpson trial and, more importantly, the verdict of the O.J. Simpson trial. It's 20 years this month since that took place. Jim was the anchor of that coverage every single day, and he is the perfect person to talk to about how the media covered it. And then our other very special guest this hour. If you're going to talk about the O.J. Simpson trial, it's quite important to talk to someone who was very involved in it on a very personal level. Kim Goldman, the sister of Ron Goldman. Ron Goldman murdered along with Nicole Brown Simpson. And Kim, to me, was one of the most endearing images of that entire situation that day, the day of the verdict. I remember when they announced that Simpson was acquitted and they panned over to Kim and her father. Her father, Fred Goldman, his mouth just dropped open. He was completely astonished that Simpson was acquitted. Kim broke down. Kim was incredibly strong during this entire thing. That was the one moment where she just really lost it and understood the gravity of what just happened. That O.J. Simpson got away with this and was acquitted. I know he was allegedly the murderer. We all have our own personal opinions on this. So Kim will be by. She has a great new book. She has spoken to other families that have lost loved ones in a very public way. Can you imagine what a difficult thing that must be? You're dealing with the fact that you've lost somebody very close to you. And every time you walk out of your house, there's a microphone and a camera in front of you. That's a very difficult way to be able to deal with one of the most fragile of human conditions. But isn't it amazing the day of that verdict? You know where you were, right? I was in my living room. I know who was there and watching it on TV, and I can still remember it as it was yesterday. And it's amazing how that moment has joined that list of moments that you remember instantaneously where you were and what you were doing. If you're old enough to remember when JFK was assassinated, you know where you were November of 63 when you heard the president was shot. January of 86 when the space shuttle blew up. I was in a college classroom at Rutgers University, found out when I got out. I was in my English class. It's amazing that you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing. We all can remember exactly what we were doing when we heard about the first plane flying into the World Trade Center. And if you really think about it, you can remember exactly where you were going, the whole essence of that morning. I do. I live right outside New York City. I remember going upstairs and waking my wife up. We were both home that day and our cat was on the bed. And I remember hearing a plane flying very low for some reason over our neighborhood in suburban New Jersey. I later found out that that was the second plane that hit the World Trade Center when they tracked the pattern and where it flew before it turned around. It flew right over our neighborhood, and it's very hard to forget things like that. Let's go back and take a look at the O.J. Simpson trial. Jim Murray is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helped to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios' shot blocked by that. Back to Chelios. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In London, city folk are thinking green by taking matters into their own hands. No longer are they waiting for cleanup of their rundown neighborhoods. Instead, they've created teams of green gorillas, that's G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A-S, who head out after dark and plant flowers and green grass in slum areas. Richard H. is a green gorilla.
What I focus on is neglected public land, because it's a win-win situation, and the process of actually doing it as well is hugely satisfying.
Needless to say, police see these green gorillas planting flowers in slums as trespassing.
When you commit an offence, is what you're doing now. It's not your property. You've got no lawful authority to be doing what you're doing, any of you. Mm-hmm. So you're liable to arrest.
No, you've not got permission to do it, so now I quite happily take you into custody for criminal damage. If that's the way you want to go.
I don't know. I don't want to go that way.
Right, okay. Well,
then I won't be able to.
Well, it's a start from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.